Word on the street is abuzz this week with curiosity about these little red dots. Some find them surprising, others find them disturbing. But there's one thing that's for sure. They've been noticed.
You know, we did notice that quite a few of those red dots were taking down, and I think that that's perfect. That's exactly what we want. We want these red dots to go away.
Julie Folly is a school counselor with Alaska Island Community Services, or AICS. She says that making people stop and pay attention is the whole point. Each of the laminated paper circles describes some type of violent act. There are dots for rape, school bullying, domestic violence, and stalking.
You know, statistics show that 75% of Alaskans either have experienced some form of violence or know of someone who has, and that's a really high number. That's definitely something that is maintained on our radar.
The red dots are part of a nationwide campaign called Green Dot. In Southeast, it's funded through a Strategic Prevention Framework State Incentive Grant, or SPFSIG. Folly is one of the AICS grantees and works on prevention and awareness of minor alcohol consumption and adult binge drinking. But she says this is the first time she and her grant partners at Petersburg Mental Health Services have tried a project like this.
It's an intervention that we are kind of tailoring to Alaska. It's never quite been done in a community-wide setting. It's always been, you know, very specific communities like college campuses, high school campuses, things like that. So it's actually kind of exciting and interesting to see how people respond to it because it's not been done before.
She says the response has varied from avid support to people feeling upset that the dots bring back bad memories. And that's why the red dots are slowly going away. Over the course of the month, each violent dot will be replaced by a green circle describing ways people can stop violence in their communities.
Often we feel uncomfortable when we are witnessing a violent action. It could be the neighbor next door that's yelling just a little too loud, or it could be, you know, the sound of a slap. It could be witnessing someone being pulled from the bar. We tend to feel uncomfortable and not know what to do in these situations. And Green Dot kind of empowers people. The green dots that you'll be seeing around town give examples of what you can do.
Green Dot works with a three-tiered strategy of the three Ds: direct, delegate, and distract. Direct is self-explanatory, engaging with people in a violent situation to stop it. Delegate means getting help from people who are better equipped to handle the problem, like police, EMS, or a family member. And distract is a bit more passive. Folly says if you see someone being dragged out of a bar, for example, you can text or call the perpetrator. She says that sometimes breaking a person's focus during an act of violence can be a calm and safe way to intervene.
And they find that that can be just as effective as stepping in, just as effective as physically getting in between a fight, which often you don't want to do. You want to, you know, protect your safety.
Folly says the Red Dot Green Dot project might seem a little bit obscure at first, but she hopes it will start a community discussion that needs to happen.
I would say that Wrangell's no different than any community in that we're identifying that violence is prevalent throughout Alaska and states down south as well. So we're not singling Wrangell out as a violent community. We are merely trying to provide tools to prevent any violence in the future.
Folly says if Green Dot reaches just 20% of Wrangell or Petersburg, it will be a big step toward a future free from violence. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.